Officials in the largest city in western Massachusetts have sketched out plans to spend tens of millions of dollars coming directly to the municipal government from the $2 trillion American Rescue Plan. Springfield can expect to receive at least $97.5 million in new aid from the federal government, an amount officials described as transformative.
We will use it wisely, and we will use the leverage of this investment to make for a stronger city for everyone in the city of Springfield.
Mayor Dominic Sarno at a press conference this week with Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal outlined categories where the city plans to spend the money, including job creation and economic development, help for seniors, assistance for struggling nonprofits, and housing.
We're going to continue to stabilize our housing market, and especially right now what we've been doing on helping people pay mortgages, utilities, and rents.
The money also will be used for capital projects. Sarno said announcements about specific projects would be made later.
On specific projects, don't worry. I have a list. I know my cabinet has a list.
City councilors are also expected to offer suggestions on spending the funds coming to Springfield. There is a hearing of the Finance Committee scheduled next week. Officials compared the impact this round of federal aid could have on Springfield to the resurgence that came in the aftermath of the tornado of June 1, 2011. Following the natural disaster, Springfield received about $90 million in federal assistance. With that money, the city rebuilt housing, repaired and upgraded infrastructure, improved public parks, constructed a new neighborhood center, and a new senior center.
You drive through East Forest Park today. Other than the tree situation, you might not know that there had been a tornado, because those homes were all rebuilt and people stayed. You look at the public parks, what happened, starting here at the river, all the way to Southbridge, Massachusetts, that tornado, everything's been rebuilt. That was the federal government.
In addition to the money going directly to the city, the Springfield Public Schools will receive $189 million. Neal said he was proud of the role he played as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee in helping write much of the pandemic relief plan.
When you consider that what the pandemic has caused, there's also opportunity.
The legislation will also enable Springfield to fill holes in its municipal budget that are the result of revenue losses caused by the pandemic. The city's chief finance officer, T.J. Plant, estimates lost revenue so far at $10 million because of lower than expected collections of taxes, fees, and fines.
With the flexibility that the congressman has delivered, it's going to give us a great way to stabilize our budget and to continue to invest in the future.
Also, Plant said Springfield has spent almost $36 million it did not budget to respond to the pandemic emergency. The city's been reimbursed more than $26 million so far from the CARES Act and other federal aid. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.